You're recording?
Is this Cindy Stack assigned today? Last time it was like.
Maybe some of those are you already did.
You want to start signing?
Yeah, I think the only ones left are these are done. Okay, thank you. We are back in open session and Ms. Frost, to continue.
So there's no complaints and Mr. Schultz monitoring, correct? So I had a really hard time with this one. It kind of surprised me how difficult it was. I did listen to all of the investigative committee audio. I did watch the body cam from the officer. I read the complaint in the records, the medical records. I guess I had a few things, but my biggest one, which makes it challenging for me to feel like I can make a motion, is that 32-22-39, the duty of a veterinarian to report suspected abuse, cruelty, neglect, or animal fighting immunity. My gut just cannot agree with that at all. And I understand the claim. I do understand that, but it made me ill. So I lean a little bit more towards a violation, but I don't know if I should explain that.
I have a motion already prepared, and I think it goes along with what you're suggesting there, and it will lead to a full discussion of that immunity clause, the reporting, and the good faith immunity due to good faith. So I'm going to make a motion to find the respondent in violation of ARS 32-22-32-3 and 12 as it relates to R311-501-1 and 9, unprofessional or dishonorable conduct for misrepresentation of services rendered, detaining the client beyond the time required to collect samples and treat animals, stalling until the police arrived, and R311-501-1, veterinarian shall show respect for the owner of an animal to whom veterinary service is being rendered. The veterinarian shall not make a false statement concerning treatment of the animal. Also, 12, violation of the ethics of the profession as defined by rules adopted by the board for not adhering to ARS 32-22-39A as written, specifically detaining the client and confiscating the client's property. And that relates to 501-1, a veterinarian shall show respect for the owner of an animal for whom veterinary medical services are being provided. And 9, a veterinarian will not make a false statement concerning treatment of an animal. The respondent told the investigating committee that Scottsdale police seized the animals when in fact the respondent had already confiscated the animals.
Right. Yeah, that was my first.
And was holding the client.
So I'm going to second the
motion. Pretty much a citizen's arrest. Yeah.
And may I just offer a possible tweak to the motion that rather than you find a violation, that it's a possible violation of the statutes and rules that you said, because we need to move this to an informal if the motion is supported.
It's a possible violation.
So
I was so amended.
I'll second that, because I had a hard time with Dr. Nelson. Stated that the cats were with Natalie, but they were not. And there was a treatment plan presented and care approved. I have such a hard time when they're in the presence of a veterinarian seeking veterinary care and advice. And the records from El Dorado were requested. They had them. So I didn't understand not believing that the cat had been receiving care, and the records stated that. And then the statement where she didn't know that the parents existed, when it directly says that they knew that the parent was a doctor and the other one was an attorney. in the statements. Like, there was just a lot of conflicting pieces of information. And I'm overwhelmingly impressed with her composure during the police interaction, because I wouldn't have been that composed.
No, those officers would not have written me up and left with my cats.
Well, and then my question was a little bit about
I'd have called DPS and they would have to come take care of those
property
officers.
In the state of Arizona. So I understand that the shall report and create within 40 hours. I do understand all of that, and I appreciate
that
the statute exists.
The only part of that statute that she obeyed was within 48 hours. The rest of it she ignored. She didn't make a report. Scottsdale police made a report.
Yeah.
She made a phone call. The police made the report. She did not.
Yeah. Well, and I kind of worry about then what happened with the cat in the care. I mean, I'm shocked this cat didn't go DKA.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, where the parents said, we're just happy the cat was alive, I was like, yeah, me too.
So C, the part of that statute, C, a veterinarian files a report as provided in this section shall be immune from civil liability.
Oh.
With respect to any report made in good faith, there is no good faith here.
Yeah.
It's gone. This statute was ignored, it wasn't followed.
I'm gonna weigh in on this too. Yeah. This is a classic case of rush to judgment. There was a lot of different ways to handle this. If in my 40 some years, if I had called the police on every client who was a little bit odd or said something a little different in the room, and I immediately jumped to calling the police, I would need them on speed dial. So I believe this was a classic rush to judgment based on emotions running very high among the staff there. A little bit of investigating on her part. Sit down and talk to her a little more. Tell me a little bit more.
Okay.
Look at the previous.
I wrote education.
Yeah.
Like there's a client education opportunity.
Right.
Yeah.
Look at the history and listen a little bit and see what's going on. Yeah, you might have some strange behavior in that exam room, but that's not going to immediately cause you to call the police. So
well,
I would agree with Ms. Frost and Mr. Logie that this is.
And
I see a violation, I agree.
And I have a couple of questions. I don't know if this is an executive session question or if I can ask it in an open session so you can just kind of throw something out if not. But we use the word detain. That's got an actual definition to it. And was this person actually detained? Because there was no locking the door, there was no saying you can't leave.
By deception. By deception.
But that's different than like false imprisonment and all these kinds of things.
She was detained by deception.
But is that actually detainment?
It is.
As if she doesn't think she's being detained, is that detainment? Because it all depends on what her mentality was, correct? I mean, with my I'm not a lawyer.
She was still there when the police got
classes,
there. That means she was
so
detained.
Not necessarily.
It was deception.
So
was
is that detainment? I just want to be careful on the documents that we use. Is that a word you want to use?
You know, I think you probably want to hear from the parties.
Yeah. Well, I just when we send out the information, I don't know if detain is a word we want to use or not. I didn't know what the thought was.
Surprised they're not here today.
So.
Well, I mean, after the investigative committee deal, I 5-0 vote, but the investigative committee did not get to see the video.
They didn't see it.
Which clearly contradicts, I mean, that is a total different picture of a person than how the veterinarian painted that person.
I felt horrible.
I was
like watching it and I was like, I can't believe that somebody is being put through this.
Right.
By the veterinarian,
mm-hmm.
by anybody. Like,
yeah.
How does that happen? I don't even understand it. I felt horrible for her.
Yes. I mean, this was by all accounts a citizen's arrest, is what this veterinarian did.
Well, they had her property,
and they seized it. So they actually confiscated private property. Do you do that in your practice? Do you confiscate private property?
Well, again,
do you make a citizen's arrest?
That's a legal question because we're getting into some really big civil and criminal.
We do have a motion.
Yeah.
We have a floor.
If we're going to move this to informal,
yeah,
then
we have a motion. Anybody second that motion?
Yeah.
To extend.
Okay.
And you included in your motion to move it to an informal?
I hadn't. I just moved.
Oh.
But I will move to informal.
Second.
Okay. So we have
if
a motion amended. Yes. A motion and a second to move case 22-121 to an informal. There's no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 opposed? Okay, motion carries to move case 22-121 to an informal.
Do we know in there who she spoke with at the Humane Society?
I didn't read it specifically.
Because I would love to have a statement from the Humane Society as to what they told this veterinarian.
You know, I think that was a mistake by the veterinarian. Why would he call the Humane Society for a legal question?
It was a legal
question. How do I follow this statute? And she called the Humane Society instead of a lawyer.
I mean, I would just like to know, because I don't 100% believe that that's exactly what happened on behalf of the Humane Society, which might add to how we interpret this case.
Right. Plus, I had a different interpretation regarding the video cam that was.
I apparently did as well. So
yeah, the level of calm was extensive.
I'll admit, but does that allow you to take her cats away because she was so calm? No.
Okay, so we voted on it, so let's move on. Do we want to take a quick restroom break and then come back and move into section number 3? Okay. All right. 5-minute break.